Welcome to the EU Startups Podcast. Sit back and enjoy the show hosted by Marcin Lewandowski.
Hey everyone, this is Marcin Lewandowski and you're listening to the EU Startups Podcast. Nicholas, welcome to the show. You're building a new way to own the dream, co-owning vacation homes across Europe. From serial exits to disrupting real estate, you've seen it all, but mine, did I pronounce it correct? Is it mine?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Nice. So mine might be your boldest move yet. Nicholas, welcome to the show. Let's dive in.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here, Martin.
Amazing. So, Nicholas, you founded Mine to rethink how we own vacation homes. What was the moment where this idea clicked for you personally?
Absolutely. That was an interesting time because it was during the pandemic, during the Corona pandemic. Right. And I was sitting together with my co-founder, Fabian, and we were thinking about a beautiful holiday home that I had in my family, which I realized was on the one end a great thing. On the other hand, despite we really love this place, it sits empty most of all the time or most of the year. And it's expensive, it's underused and requires a lot of management, and it's not so much about holidays, to be honest, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, especially during the pandemic, we had a lot of friends and colleagues who were dreaming of owning a second home, owning a holiday home, but they felt locked out of this kind of market and opportunity due to cost and complexity. And this kind of disconnect that hit us hard. Why should a million-euro property sit idle 10 months of the year, while at the same time so many people dream of a place like it? And that's when Fabian and I started imagining a new model, and a model where more people can afford this dream of real ownership of their dream holiday home.
Exactly. That sounds amazing, by the way. I love the story. But as you said, like over 20 million homes sit empty across Europe, which is crazy when you think about it. And millions of people dream of owning one. What's broken about the traditional model?
Well, you're mentioning a couple of very interesting numbers here. So on the one hand, you have around half of the population who says they dream of owning a holiday home. Mm. And less than 2% actually do that. And that is mostly, of course, due to the very high cost of these assets. You have around 20 to 24 million assets in Europe considered to be holiday homes or second homes. And these homes, especially the ones that you and I maybe dream of, right? 2-3 bedrooms right next to the sea, stunning sea view, or a cozy chalet in the Alps, they cost millions. And that's just something that a very few people only can afford. And the second thing that's broken with it is that these properties are very, very underutilized or heavily underused. They are used by their owners between 6 and 10 weeks per year. And the rest of the time they sit idle. And the last thing that's putting people off is the kind of hassle and headache that comes with ownership, especially ownership abroad. Think of owning something in Spain, owning something in Italy, owning something in France, a country where you don't live and where you have different legal setup, different tax setup, and then you have to take care of that property. It's not only about buying it, but you also have to maintain it and do all the administration. That's just something that is not really bringing holidays to mind, right? And so with Mind, we flip that. Our homes are occupied 85% of the time, and 60-70% of the time is considered kind of off season. So they're really creating year-round value for their owners. And co-ownership lowers the barriers to entry this market significantly. 20 times more people can afford a fraction of the home, a fraction that fits to their own usage, than buying the full home, right? So we give 20 times more people access to the opportunity to co-own their own dream property.
That sounds amazing. And actually, let's talk co-ownership. Like, why do you think this model is gaining traction now in Europe?
It's an interesting question. I think we are in a time where generally ownership is really relevant to a lot of people, and smart ownership especially. People want access for both emotional reasons as well as for financial reasons, but they also value flexibility, right? And we are used to basically being able to do everything on the phone, or everything is just one click away. And ownership usually doesn't come with that kind of flexibility, but ownership is also not as accessible as it should be, as I mentioned before, compared to how many people dream of ownership. And so co-ownership, or specializing on co-ownership like we do it, makes ownership more attainable, more easy, and also more enjoyable for a lot more people. So I believe it's really something that fits the zeitgeist, so to say, right? Because you can bring more people into this desired ownership. And at the same time, we create a lot of flexibility when doing that, because we're making it as easy as it has ever been before to access the market, to use these properties, to enjoy these properties, to maybe sell again, to rent them out, and so on. So it's really kind of this iPhone-like experience. So we bring these two things together.
That's awesome. Nikolaus, actually, this is a good segue to the next thing that I want to ask you about, because some say, you know, this is just the Airbnb of equity. Like, what's your take? How is mine different from, you know, any other sharing economy place?
Yeah, so we are often compared to Airbnb, of course, but it's a very, very different concept. So we are not renting access. We are really enabling true ownership. And mine co-owners, they hold real equity in the property. You co-own the property with a small group of people, just like in traditional ownership. They can also sell their ownership. They can benefit from the appreciation of the property value. They are basically invested into the local property market. And at the same time, of course, they can use the property and enjoy time there with their family and friends. And that's unlike Airbnb and timeshares, right? Traditional timeshares and Airbnb, like rent, that offers time in a property, but it's also a consumption spend, right? So the money is gone. You ideally spent a really nice time there, but then the money is gone. While here, you are investing into full legal ownership, at the same time being able to flexibly use the properties. Mm-hmm. And we match co-owners to ensure harmonious use cases, and it's really a long-term lifestyle and investment decision at the same time.
Sounds awesome. And speaking of that, you know, luxury is becoming more accessible through technology generally. How do you make multi-million euro homes feel within reach, you know, without compromising the premium experience?
Yeah, so we really try to combine the best of taste on the one hand and tech on the other end, right? We digitized the entire process from finding these places to buying them, to furnishing them down to the teaspoon. And then also administration and maintenance is done by us. And you as an owner, you have the whole process basically in the hands, in the palm of your hands, one click away. We're trying to make this as seamless as possible. But the experience, on the other hand, is deeply physical and premium and emotional. Our homes have really high quality of furnishing and amenities. We have hotel grade beds. We have like fully furnished kitchens, designer furniture, and also concierge level kind of services. And that's all inclusive, right? That's all coming with your home. And it's really something that, yeah, also invests into the value of the property. So we really try to bring two things together, the expectation towards a physical experience, an emotional experience, a premium experience, but also the digital and ease of use that people, at least in our generation, but also others are expecting today.
True, 100%. And Nikolaus, as you mentioned before, you're operating in 9 different locations in Europe. You're operating across prime locations in Europe. What signals do you look for when expanding to a new market?
As you mentioned, we are currently active in 9 countries all across Europe, in 25 of the most thought after holiday destinations. So that ranges from the Balearic Islands like Mallorca or Ibiza to the lakes in Italy, Lago di Como, Lago di Garda, French Riviera, but also in the north. We are in the North Sea, Baltic Sea, in Sweden. We are in cities like Barcelona, France. We are in Paris. We are in London. And so what all these destinations have in common is that they are very, very in very high demand, of course. That's one thing. Or they are very sought after. You have a lot of people who are interested in owning a property there, which is very important for the value and the value development of these properties. The second element is that there's a year-round desirability. So there's a desire to spend time in these destinations all year round. My best example is that, for example, we are very active, as I mentioned, on Mallorca, which is an incredible island. You have 8-9 months of high season, and you can spend a really nice time even in the winter there. I was there last Christmas, and we had 18-20 degrees. We have a fireplace in our finca, so it's an incredible time also in the winter. Well, on the other hand, for example, Mykonos, the Greek island Mykonos, is an incredible place as well, but they have 4 months of high season. And that's a too short high season for a co-ownership model like ours. So we focus on these highly sought after, year-round desirable locations. And then we look for legal and structural feasibility, because again, it is an investment, right? And so everything needs to be legally sound, structurally feasible, and it needs to just make sense also as an investment.
Makes perfect sense. And I know that you talked a bit about it already, but I like that how you designed the experience, and I wanted to just dig a bit deeper there. How do you make people feel like, you know, true owners of home that they only use a few weeks a year? What's the magic in the user experience?
That's a good question. So the magic is, I would say, in the details. The owners have real ownership. That's the first thing, right? And then secondly, they come into a dream holiday home, which really has everything. As I said before, it's furnished down to the teaspoon. You won't find one thing missing that you desire in your holiday home. We have wellness areas, we have e-bikes, we have a pool, we have a great audio system, we have a fully furnished kitchen, we have hotel grade beds. Everything is there. And the last thing is that every owner has a secure owner storage for personal items in the property. So you can leave personal items there, and you can basically travel light. Before an arrival, you can request your favorite wine, and the owner service will put it into the fridge already. So the house is always ready, and there's no unpacking, no stress, no logistics, right? We try to make this really like a super personalized experience for every of our owners to arrive.
I love it. I you sold it to me. I'm actually interested. I'm gonna just right after talk to you a bit more. How do I actually get involved? Like, how do I get a home?
What kind of destinations would you be interested in?
Good question. I think Italy. I mean, I live in Barcelona, Spain. Oh, it'd be cool also to have maybe something in Mallorca. That would be cool.
Or maybe something a little bit more in the north, right? So you have a contrast to the great sun in Barcelona. Maybe something in the Alps, for example, right next to the slope.
True,
a nice Chisinau or something.
Although we really love the sun, I don't know. Like, I just over time I changed. Like, my body cannot survive winter anymore. I don't know. I just even in Barcelona, which is like, as you said, like 18 degrees probably most of the time during the day, but I just really, I love Sun. So yeah, that's cool as well. Maybe second one. The first one also like some nice hot destination would be nice. But anyways, Nikolaus, if mine fully succeeds, what does the future of property ownership across Europe look like?
Well, first of all, I would say it's smarter. It's more inclusive. It's more sustainable. You have to know, again, so many properties sitting empty. That's not very sustainable, right? And at the same time, so many people dreaming of ownership but can't afford it. That's also not very inclusive. And then owning something and having to deal with all the hassles, that's not very smart. So we really try to, and I think we are succeeding with making it smarter, more inclusive, and more sustainable. Or as I said before, more attainable for more people, more enjoyable for more people. Just imagine fewer empty homes and more people actually enjoying them. That's something that really everyone can benefit from.
I love it. And it just makes perfect sense, you know, given like the whole market and the situation around the world, like how hard it actually is. But you know, for young people, for instance, to buy a property currently, like most of the people want be able to afford it, and you are just like, it just makes perfect sense. I love the model. I love what you guys are building. I wanted to ask you actually about your personal dream mine home, and you know, like what's your personal dream mine home, and what playlist is on when you walk through the door.
You mean like music playlist?
Yeah.
So I actually own a mine home. It's on Mallorca. It's a finca. It's incredible because I live in a big city and I really like it, going there and then spend some time in the nature and so on, but still having all the services and amenities. So that's really my dream mine home and a holiday home in general. And in terms of playlist, well, I would probably have some kind of chill sunrise playlist, you know, something that's mellow and warm and quietly uplifting. Yeah. It's kind of the music that instantly slows you down and reminds you you've arrived. And that's the moment where you're creating this kind of mind feeling, you know, like walking into your own holiday home and feeling the weight lifts off your shoulders and no stress, no checklists, just the comfort of knowing this space is yours and you can really enjoy it.
I love it. I love it. Nikolaus, this is the time of the show when I usually play a little game with my guests. It's kind of rapid fire. Like I ask you quick questions. You give me quick answers. Are you up for it?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
All right. Let's play. So here comes the first one. Beach house, ski chalet, or Tuscan villa?
Yeah, as I said before, we currently have a finca, but like around 25% of our owners, I would probably at some point own two or three different mine homes. So 25% of our owners, they actually own maybe some finca on Mallorca, then an apartment on Lago di Como or in Paris, and maybe a ski chalet. So they really distribute and build portfolios.
This is just so good. You're painting such an amazing picture inside of my head. I think it's impossible that I'm not going after it after this podcast, you know? One feature every dream home must have.
I would say an amazing coffee machine.
Nice. Your go-to local gem in Europe, you know, most people overlook.
Again, Mallorca, but of course, Mallorca itself is very well known, but there's still some places that feel like a little secret. For me, that's, for example, a tiny village called Dea. It's tucked into the mountains, overlooking the sea, and it has this kind of blend of beauty, artistic soul, complete tranquility. It's where you go to slow down, ride, hike, just sit on the terrace. Really, really beautiful place.
Nice. Nikolaus, what's the most surprising thing you've learned about the buyers?
The buyers? So what I would say is, it's very interesting, even when we have very, very wealthy buyers, so people who are actually like considered to be rich, I would say, right? Mm-hmm. They realize it makes more sense to co-own for them as well. Because what they actually want is 6 weeks of amazing time in their own home. And they don't want all this rest of investment on the one hand, which is unused, underutilized, which just makes no sense financially, right? And they don't want the headache. So even for very rich people, where you could say, okay, they, you know, they could afford it to buy the full home, it makes a lot of sense to co-own. And we have some co-owners who sold their fully owned holiday home and bought then one or two or three different fractions of co-ownership homes with mine.
Nice. I like it. One thing you'd never share, even in a co-ownership.
I would never share. Okay.
Is there anything you'd never share?
It's actually my pillow. I have a personal pillow, although we have really, really high quality pillows, but it sounds small, but it's true. There's something about your own pillow, at least for me, sleep rhythm, little comfort that travels with you. So I have that beauty of my own pillow in our co-ownership, in our storage, in our personal storage. And so whenever I go there, I pull out my own pillow.
Nice. That's a cool one. I like it, actually. It makes perfect sense. If mine had a motto or a neon sign, what would it say?
So we have a motto and we have a neon sign. The motto is turning dreamers into owners. And the neon sign actually says mind blowing.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Both really cool, really cool. If you could choose anyone to co-own a house with, who would it be and why?
My wife. I don't think I have to answer that.
Probably why is because you're married, right? You love each other. That's the answer. Awesome. Two more I got for you. And it's going to be about finishing the sentence. So finish the sentence, Nikolaus. The future of ownership is about not...
The future of ownership is about being part of a community, not status.
Very nice. In 10 years, no one will believe we used to.
In 10 years... No one will believe we used to buy holiday homes that we only use for a few weeks every year.
Yeah, we used to not co-own a house, right? This was going to be like, come on. Awesome. Nikolaus, thank you so much for the time. This is actually it. Now you're fully known to our audience, and I hope mine is as well. I enjoyed it a lot. I can't wait to find out more and go to the website to check out the houses. Nikolaus. Thanks so much. It's such a pleasure, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks, Martin.